So chances are, if you ring legendary swim coach Laurie Lawrence after 8 o'clock in the morning, chances are you'll find him at the pool. Hello, mate.
How are you, mate? Yeah, I'm sitting on the, soaking up a bit of sun here in Queensland on the pool deck.
Very good. All right, so let's start with Titmus. That was magnificent in the 400. Just one of those great Olympic moments.
Mate, unbelievable. And the tactics, yes, just to perfection. The way she hung on. She went out. Normally, Ledecky destroys the field in the first 50 metres.
Yeah.
The race is all over after 50 metres. Well, Ariane just hung with her and stayed at her hips.
Yeah.
100 metres, she's still there. She's starting to get a little bit of doubt into Ledecky's mind, but Ledecky doesn't care. She'll prize more pressure. Titmus goes with her. Come to the 200. Ledecky looks across. Ariane's breathing, looking at Ledecky. So she knows where she is. She knows she's going to start putting the pressure on, which they do in the third lap of the 400 freestyle. Away Ledecky goes, but Titmus, like a bulldog, hangs on, mate, and goes with her. Oh, it's amazing. When they come with 100 metres to go, it's like the Ali Frazier days. Punch for punch, you know? And Titmus is not giving in. Nothing's going to stop her. And then she takes ascendancy in the final 50 metres and dethrones the queen of swimming, who's been the queen since 2012 for 9 years. Never been beaten in a long course race in 9 years. And the little Tasmanian girl, Ariane Titmus, Arnie for short, has claimed the big one, the gold one. It was made amazing. And then Dean Boxall. Oh,
well, you know that people are comparing Dean Boxall to you, mate. You know who started it?
No, he's put me to shame.
Ian Thorpe started that.
I could beat him, but I can't do the gyrations that he does.
I remember you with the, where is the animal? Remember that? Where is the animal?
Yeah, at least...
that was Duncan Armstrong, wasn't it, all those years ago?
Yeah, Duncan Armstrong, 1988, mate. It's just a fantastic time where your kid wins and all the emotions that have been pent up for 3, 4, 5 years, however you've been trying for it, they just explode. They just rise to the surface with a crescendo.
So those two have got to go at it again in the 200.
200, and I think she's going to be very hard to beat because she has already got the fastest time in the world. She knows she's swimming well. She will have rested now. She's had a couple of days. She would have been very excited about that, but like she's won the gold. The only thing that can beat her now is complacency. So she's got to stay on. She's got to stay on track. Mm. And that's a job for the coach. But he's built independence in this girl. She's very independent. Once she gets on the pool deck, she's not reliant on anyone except herself, her confidence, and the work that she's done with the family, shifting from Tasmania up to Queensland to give her a bit of a chance to become Olympic champion.
Yeah.
It's an amazing story.
It certainly is.
So Kayleigh McKeown, who won the 100 backstroke.
Yes, what about that kid?
Yesterday.
What about that kid? How good was she?
Oh, mate. Her sister, she was under all sorts of pressure because she wanted to do it for her dad. Not only that, her sister, who Taylor McKeown, qualified first in Rio in the 200 metres breaststroke. She was in the centre lane, favourite to win the gold medal, and never placed. Didn't get on the dais. Didn't get on the podium. So she's known this, that her sister has been there in this position before and failed, and now it's her turn. Oh, mate, that was amazing amount of pressure on that kid, Kayleigh McKeown. And she's still got a couple of races to go yet.
Yeah. The 4x100 women's freestyle, they just smashed that race, didn't they? I mean, how good was that?
I beg your pardon?
The women's 4x100 freestyle relay.
Oh, mate, three in a row. Amazing. Amazing. Our first six swimmers at the national championships were faster than the best American swimmer. Our first six at national trials. there's so much competition. There's been a real, for the positions in that race, since Athens in 2004, there's been so much competition that we've just kept hanging in there, winning. It's been fantastic.
All right, so apart from Titmus, what have we got today? Oh, Kyle Chalmers in the 100 freestyle.
Yeah, well, heats today for Kyle. Kyle's already put a tick on the wall saying, look, watch out for me. I've just won 46-4 in the heats of the in the final of the 4x100 men's relay. I'm ready. I'm spiked and ready to go. Come and race me because I'm the Olympic champion. Wow. Caleb Dressel,
yes.
Are you? Well, I'm the world champion. I won 8 gold medals at the world championships. Let's see if you can beat me. And Caleb Dressel is dynamic off the start, off the dive, dynamic underwater, because he trains short course and works them. Unbelievable off the turns, the speed that he gets off the turns. Kyle's been working on his dives and turns for the last 2 years. He knows that's been his weakness, and he has to improve it.
Well, he looked pretty good in the final leg of the relay.
Oh, mate, he mowed him down. Mm. And that's it. That's it. Dressel's going to be in front. There's no doubt about that. His turns and his start are so good. But Kyle's going to be coming home. But is the length of the pool good enough for Kyle? Do you know?
Yeah.
Is there enough water in the pool for Kyle to catch this fella who's going to be out in front? It's going to be heart-stopping stuff that'll get down to the final touch.
Yep.
This is going to be one of the classic races of the Olympic Games. And over the years, we've only had 4 men who've won the 100 freestyle for Australia. And that was John Hendricks in 1956. Then John Devitt was also Olympic champion in the 100 free. He tied with an American, but got in time, but then got the decision. And then, of course, after that was Michael Wendon. The great Michael Wendon in Mexico City won the 100 and 200 freestyle. A magnificent performance. And now Chalmers has won it once. But no Australian, not one Australian, has ever won it back-to-back. And that's what Chalmers is trying for, to be back-to-back Olympic 100-metre champion.
Yeah. What else have we got to look forward to today? Is it 200 breaststroke today?
Yeah, the men's 200 breaststroke. We've got to look forward to that because we've got two good young kids, Stubbly Cook and Matt Wilson, and these boys are going to do us proud there. So far, the men... Jack did us a great job from lane one in the 400 freestyle, but the Tunisian boy, Armadi...
Oh, what about that? From lane 8?
In the clouds. I thought Jack had it won. Jack McLaughlin, what a kid. Anyway, Jack's got the 800 freestyle too and the 1500 freestyle.
Mm.
Traditionally, we've had the best swimmers in the world with 1500s, with Holland and Perkins and Hackett.
Yep.
Kowalski, all the studs. So can Jack do something there? Let's wait and see. He certainly showed that he's got speed to come over the top of them if he can hang in there with them and do a Ariana Titmus job.
Well, let's have another golden moment in the pool today. That'd just top off the Olympics for me, and I'd be happy with that.
You'd be happy with that, would you?
Oh, look, that'd do me, yeah.
Imagine how I'm going to feel if we can.
So, all right, while we've got you, plug your kids alive, do the 5 thing online.
All right. Mate, we've got a new one, as you know. Go online to kidsalive.com.au. You've got everything there to educate your kids on water safety, songs, dances, video clips, animated cartoons. We've got everything there. And we've got that little book, Living with Water, that goes to the parents of every newborn in Australia. So thanks to the federal government, that one, that book that goes out to everyone. And yes, mate, go online, help your kids, and remember, kids alive, do the 5. And as soon as this COVID thing's over, I'll be back to visit you down in Tassie with a new grand son or daughter. I'm not sure what it's going to be yet, but in two months' time, I've got another little one to teach to swim.
Good on you, mate. Love your work. Nice talking swimming. Might give you a call in a week or so, and we can sort of analyse how we went. Yep. And that Titmus race, by the way, the 200 free, I think that's on at about 11:15 this morning, for those who want to watch that.
I'll be glued to the telly, mate. Just don't ring me at 11:15.
All right. See you, Laurie.
All right.